Jeff, this week we're starting off with news of layoffs and furloughs looming at the mines in the area. What can you share us about this story?
On April 11th, Freeport-McMoRan, the giant metal company, international metal company that owns the Chino and Tyrone mines in Grant County, told the Daily Press that they were temporarily closing operations at Chino Mine due to a COVID-19 outbreak among employees there. Since then, several more employees tested positive for the virus, and the impacts of the new coronavirus pandemic are also affecting global metal markets, and that has led the company additionally to announce that they are considering layoffs and furloughs at all of their North American mines. According to a spokesperson from the company, the workers are currently being put on paid leave, but they are revising their operation plans and are likely to slow production and lay off workers in the coming months.
Can you kind of give us an update on what news we've found of folks with the mine actually contracting COVID-19?
That's right. In the maintenance shop at the Chino mine, there was a worker who apparently had come to work sick. This is a man who was traveling from Tucson, and he had come to work sick, was finally back in Tucson diagnosed with COVID-19. By then, it appears that he had infected two other workers in the same part of the mine. Subsequently, the mine was shut down. By then, it appears that several family members of workers were infected. Right now, Grant County's total number of positive test results for the virus is at 14. And that is 83.3% of those cases are among men, interestingly. That's a different figure than across the state, where more than half the cases are women. However, the outbreak at Chino appears to account for possibly about half of the total cases in Grant County. And shutting down the mine is something that the governor applauded. Community members were relieved by this. And the company appears to be taking the outbreak seriously at this point.
This closing of the mine also is going to have a major impact to the town of Silver City. Can you share just really how that's impacted the community?
So the copper mines in Grant County make up a substantial portion of the tax base here, and also is a major employer for people living in Grant County. Silver City, which is the population center of the county, is dependent on a certain amount of tax revenue from copper production. And town manager Alex Brown told officials during last week's town council meeting that the town was looking at revenue declines of basically what the equivalent of a quarter or more of the town's total operating budget, which is at about $10.4 million. So the town's looking at losing between $2.5 million and $3 million in revenue, not just because of the mine shutting down, although that did work into Alex Brown's calculations, he told us. The event and tourism economy is also in tatters at this point, and that's something that Silver City and Grant County rely on for gross revenue tax and things like hotels, you know, bed and breakfasts, restaurants. So there's a serious decline in revenue expected, and that is going to translate to budget cuts. That's jobs, possibly cutting days that the museum and libraries are open, for example, parks and services, the street department, really a lot of cuts. The town is going to resubmit its budget from last year to the state while it figures out how to make these cuts, and it should know more by June.
All right, Jeff, thanks for the update. We'll talk with you all next week.
Thanks, Anthony.